Our next public hearing is subdivision 2012-2 HKS4 LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, dividing 63.59 acres into 138 lots, which, to clarify, is an expansion of 16 lots to an already approved 122-lot environmentally sensitive overlay district subdivision. Located south of Route 336, being Pontiac Road, approximately 1,800 feet west of Route 335, also known as Bunting Road. And again, I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, there was no technical advisory committee review required on this project since the street design and layout is the same. On July 27th of 2006, the commission granted approval for 125 lots. On September 19th of 2007, there was a revised plan recorded for 122 lots, and as Lawrence stated, this is a 16-lot expansion. The applicant submitted supporting statements, which were received on January 24th of this year. I provided each of you a copy of that. And we did receive comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The project is located in the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available for the project. Ordinance 38 would be required. There are no system connection charge credits for the project. The current system connection charge rate is $6,474 per EDU. The sewer service has not been extended to the area at this time. The developer must complete construction of regional infrastructure and on-site collection system in order to receive sewer service. Sussex County Engineering Department has agreed to the developer pumping and hauling wastewater for 16 homes in the proposed project prior to completion of the regional system. And that was signed by John Ashman. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Yes, sir.
Can I ask one quick question first, just to help me understand this whole thing on the big picture? Are we adding like lots to a specific area, or is it a reconfiguration of all the lots to get the new 16 in?
As Shane said, the streets are the same location.
Yeah, I just didn't
reconfigure the lots.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
The same streets.
Okay.
And it because they had some issues with where their treatment facility and where there's disposal area was going to be that they don't need because they're going to go to the district.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what I just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure if they were, you know, adding a cul-de-sac with another 16 lots or just redoing all the lot lines.
Okay. Yes, sir.
My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB in Salisbury. And I'm here representing HKS4. And just to reinforce what was said, you know, this has been approved previously. We had gone through PLUS. We had submitted the environmental reports, the environmental sensitive district overlay zone. And the site per the zoning supports 138 lots. We had been approved for 125 and had actually had a final recordation of 122 lots. There was a condition, it's an AR1 cluster, there was a condition in the original preliminary site plan approval for 11.52 acres of open space. And the new plan has about 22 acres of open space. There actually is some, just to clarify, there is some minor adjustment of the road layout to get the number of lots. So there will be a resubmittal on Ordinance 99 and Ordinance 38 to the Engineering Department.
Right, sir.
But the kind of the character of the neighborhood is very similar. It was just a kind of some fine tuning of the layout.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Smith, you're up again.
Like the good old days, back-to-back subdivisions in my...
I know, in your district.
In the same evening. Thank you, Mr. Marshall. I don't have...
So the open space is going to increase from 11 to 22 acres?
Correct.
So increasing by 11 acres, predominance of that being the 13.41 acres that was across the street that was previously earmarked to be the pump station. There'll be a pump station there now, correct, for the sewer? That was going to be where the ribs went?
That was going to be where the disposal site was. It was going to be across the street. So there's a pump station that will be on, you know, on the side of the Pontiac Road where all the lots are. That'll be a regional pump station that we're coordinating with county on now, with force main that pumps back to the all the way up to the wastewater plant. So that would be the off-site improvements. So there's like 8-plus acres of open space now on the south side of the subdivision, and then 13 acres for that whole parcel. We're going to set aside as that whole parcel is being open space across the street there with a 13.4 acres or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. What type of use do you think that open space will be used for?
Well, we're talking about nature trails, just you know, some open space area for people to be able to stretch their legs. No, we don't really have anything planned in terms of a big tot lot or anything up there.
Do you think that the presence of that manure shed right beside that 13.4 acres of open space may come into your decision on what amenities you use, considering the prevailing winds will be northwest?
Yeah, they're there. They're certainly there right there by the open space. But it is a sizable chunk of land.
That's a sizable manure shed, too.
You could also look at it as providing assurance that that land will remain open space for a long time.
Right, yeah. What's that thing that the people do now where they treasure hunt and stuff with a GPS?
Geocaching or what?
Geocaching in the shadow of the manure shed. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Ross?
I would just, you know, regarding the open space, I mean, obviously you're going to have it restricted that it can't be built out or whatever, and, you know, you might want to discuss to that fellow that owns that manure shed, you know, put the restricted covenants on it and sell it to the guy, you know? It still stays in an ag use. He is an ag use. Everybody's comfortable. I don't see it as a big recreation amenity for the subdivision. It's off-site, basically. It's not going to be easy for people there to get to. It's not going to have that big of a use. I'm just suggesting that sometimes you're strange bedfellows in living. So.
As a cluster, he had to provide certain amount that he couldn't sell that off. As a cluster, he has to, or
it's part of the calculation.
He
has
to develop a density calculation, so he has to keep it.
He has to keep it.
This is what it is.
Too small for horse trails.
Hang on for a second. We've got a new contestant.
Yeah, there you go. Good evening. Bobby Horsey, representing HKS4. To answer your question, the 6 out of the 7 homeowners that we had sign the affidavit for the new plan, we actually presented that towards the end of the project we were going to put a walking trail through the woods, and all 6 people of the homeowners that's bought in there, actually that's what they want, is to utilize that woods for a walking. We told them we would cut a walking trail through the woods for them.
There's some nice homes there. There's, what, 8 now, Bill?
There's 8 in there now, yes. Yep.
Can I say one more thing about the open space, too? The project, the original subdivision layout was done by some other folks, and then GMB inherited it, and our office up in Hunt Valley had done originally, so we came to the game a little bit late. But the 8.5 acres that are on the south side are actually much better oriented and much more usable than the 11.5 acres that we had in the original plan, because a lot of that was kind of open space in people's backyards, which just wasn't really well thought out. And I think this plan has much more usable open space, even though it's 3 acres less on the south side. I think the open space is better oriented and will be a lot better used.
Have you got permits for those piers?
Yes, so there's a wetland permit in place already for the piers and the slips.
Wow.
Yeah, the boat ramps there. I said I didn't have anything to add. Did we cover 99-9C? You in compliance with that? Is that your statement?
The subdivision ordinance?
Yes.
Yes, and we'll have to go back through ordinance 99 and ordinance 38 review at through the engineering department. So they'll still have to look at all that.
Okay. Mr. Ross, anything else?
No.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
I have a better word for that piece of land across the street. I think it's a joke. If that's anything I say.
All right, then. Mr. Burton.
So the eight houses that are in there currently have looked at this plan, and they're okay with the increased density on their side of the road.
Yes, sir. The when we presented it to the homeowners, there were seven houses actually sold, and six of them signed the affidavit. I've never been able to catch up to the seventh person. They just come down various weekends. I've not been able to catch them. It's the second lot on the left when you come in. The eighth house actually bought off of the new plan, and they just settled that house last Friday.
It, was there any condition that after so many homes built, you would build the clubhouse, or do the rules change on that? If there's such
condition, I can answer that. In the original conditions, it never made reference to any amenities being built.
Okay, so the increased
there
density.
There was no time frame put on them.
Issue. Yeah. No further questions. Okay, Mr. Lay.
Engineering made comments that they would allow for 16 permits before you had to start or finish the, was that the force main or the pump station, whichever.
When Shane read that first, I heard of it, because I think we actually got a Denrec permit for like 24 or 30, something
I think,
like that.
I think Shane read 16, and I was just wondering where those 16 might be, if that's the right number.
So there is a temporary pump and haul permit in place that specifically calls out 16, allowable 16 units. And so that pump and haul facility is up in here, and the first two phases of the land plan have not changed at all from the first submittal. So the first 16 houses were in here. Half of the pump and haul of the pump and haul facility was installed. So in theory, we could go back and put in the other two large tanks, and I think double that number. But I'm not so sure exactly what Mr. Izzo's comment said, whether or not that was, I don't know if he was referring specifically to the Denrec permit that was on file, or if he's conditioning his statements by saying that after 16, the regional infrastructure has to go in.
I was just trying to establish is that did engineering already know that there's eight homes already and it's 16 more, or is that eight part of the 16? That's all I was trying to figure out.
Didn't separate them. It just said the 16.
16 total. That's why I was assuming.
But 16 total. Probably.
You're gonna have to sort that out when they come in for their.
Yeah. According to our Denrec permit, if we do not submit anything else, the permit is for 16 homes for that temporary pump and haul. So to get anything more than 16 total, there would have to be a new submittal to Denrec. That would be, that would say in theory, provide some transition between when the. Between now and when the regional infrastructure is put in. And that would, I guess, all have to be worked out with Mr. Izzo also in terms of when that infrastructure gets installed.
So if you came back with a final short term, your first basic phase would be 16?
Right now it would be, unless we were able to submit to Denrec and submit the second half of that temporary pump and haul, and then it may be 32 for the first phase.
Well, you'll figure that out. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Link?
No.
Okay. Mr. Abbott, any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Counselor?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, then, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision number 2012-2 HKS4 LLC? Anyone here that likes to speak in opposition to subdivision number 2012-2? Anyone on the commission have any questions? If there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.